Tough win. I thought they were good, Blackburn, but we knew that they're on a good run at the moment. They've got a lot of energy in the side, and Tony certainly got them playing and competing. But I didn't think we were at our best today. We were able to raise it in that second half, and I think that's what in the end got us the victory. But they're going to be scrappy games, and particularly at this stage of the season, everybody's fighting for whatever reason that is. And we just need to make sure that we get the points that we need.
Talk about winning ugly, is that what it's all about, Chris?
Well, it's not what it's all about, but it's when you don't play like you would like to play, and you don't get the passages of play that you would like in the fluency, then you know, you've got to take it in whichever way it comes. And I think it starts with making sure you get a clean sheet. If you're able to get clean sheets, you know, we've always got something in the side that you think can get us a goal. So, and it was a little bit like that today.
Is it sometimes difficult after the international break, Chris? Is it, let's get the players back into the momentum of the game?
I think it's, you know, I think if you win after an international break, then it's a little bit different, or you play well after an international break. Now, I just think it's, we're asked continual questions about nervousness and international. I just think that every game you play is a tough game, and you consistently look at the results that you get in the championship, and they're all surprises, and you've got to be on your game. If you're not on your game, then you've got to be resolute enough to make sure you don't lose the game, and probably that was a little bit of us today.
Disruption before the game with Bruno and Sam Baldock both missing out today. Chris, what was the problem with those two players?
Bruno, the same problem, and it's very, very minor, but I think the fear with Bruno a little bit is that if we pushed it too hard, that he could end up being out for a few games. So we're hopeful. Certainly, if I look at the two games we've got this week, Tuesday and Friday, we are hopeful. Sam's another one. It's just a glute problem, which is a minor one. We're probably confident if he doesn't make Tuesday, that he'll make Friday. So they are minimal ones. The good thing is that we've got, of course, Seb back and Gaetan back in that left back position, and which gives us good cover in that position.
And it looked as if you might have another problem when Glenn Murray, after about a quarter of an hour, he came and gets strapped up. Was there any thought of Glenn going off? Good job he didn't, because he got the winning goal.
Well, he was. What you have to do is you have to rely on what players telling you. And he was a little bit sore, but he was adamant. It wasn't a problem. And of course, as much as possible, particularly when you're not winning the game at that stage, you want to keep Glenn on the pitch, and he is the one, or any player is the one that's always going to dictate that.
And the goal that he scored, he ran towards the north stand and he was making a sign, Chris, you know, as if sort of calm down. Was that what it was all about today, that just keep calm, everybody?
Well, we needed to, because we were up against, I thought, good opposition today. And even though it wasn't a game I saw us losing, I must admit, but we made it difficult on ourselves to win it, and I think that's what it was. It's just to make sure now we're taking that lead, we don't do anything silly that's going to cost us the 3 points.
Big roar at the final whistle, and perhaps an even bigger roar when the news came through from Huddersfield that they got beaten by Burton, Chris. Is it almost a seismic moment in this championship race?
Well, we've got 7 games left, and I think that's how it's going to be. Is it a surprise? Probably yes, but you know, every week in division, there are some prize results, and we've just got to make sure that our results, and if anything, that just makes us more aware that our results matter more than anything else.
Two more questions, Chris. I've got to ask about the crowd today, a record crowd in terms of Albion supporters here, and they really helped the side in that second half.
Well, I thought they were excellent, and I think our crowd is like, you know, any other crowd. Is it's you know, you've got to be performing at a level, and they've got to see that the players are having a go, and I think that's what they see in our team, and they're good even in the periods when we're not at our best. I think they've been very good, and of course when we have been better and we have scored, they've been excellent. But they've been like that all season, and we will need them hopefully to push us in the direction that we want to go.
Final question, Chris. Reports on social media last night that Connor Goldson has had an operation. Can you confirm that, and how is Connor?
Yes, he has. He had the operation on Thursday. As far as we're aware, everything's gone really well. I think he'll be in hospital now for another, I think, 3-4 days. And then we take it from there. But, really good news. And it's one that he and we have waited for a little while. And we just look forward to seeing him back and making a full recovery.